ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara starts, the Mishnah had said that Dine Mamanis Machzirin Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva. One of the differences between Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashis, by Dine Nefashis, if the Bezda makes a mistake, it depends. They made a mistake to be mechayiv someone, misa, to sentence him to death, and they found that it was a mistake. Of course, they reverse it and they exonerate him. If they made a mistake to patter him, to exonerate him, and then they find that it's a mistake, they leave it that way. They don't reverse the decision. Mashegin dine mamanis, when it comes to monetary law, machzirin bein l'schus bein l'chayva. Whatever mistake they made, whether it was to obligate someone to exonerate him, either way, if it's a mistake, they reverse it, and they make the din the correct way. So the Gemara says, "Stira." There's the Mishnah Mechayris that says not the way. The Mishnah says, "Donas adin zikas achayev chivas azakei timias atar v'tiras atame masha asa asli v'shalim ibeisai." If a dayan judged a din and he obligated someone who was pater, or he exonerated someone who was chayev, or he made something that was tame tar, or the other way tar tame, whatever he did was done. The din remains, and he has to pay for the damages from his own money. So an obvious contradiction, the Mishnah says that you do reverse a din if it's a mistake, and the Mishnah Bechayri says you do not. So the Gemara has three terutzim, sach hakol. The first terutz is, it depends if he's a dayin mumcha or a dayin she'ena mumcha, and we'll speak about that at length. There's a big machlokes u'sheinim, which is which, and what the maskan of the Gemara is, and we'll see. That was Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. Then we have the terutz of Rav Sheshes, that says it's the difference what the mistake was. Is it a tayus bedvar mishnah? They made a mistake about something which is explicit, a mishnah, or like the Gemara says, even if it's not a mishnah, something which is beferish, or a tayus b'shikol hadas. They made a mistake, it wasn't beferish, but they paskin wrong, a shayla of shikol hadas. And we're going to be marich about that. And the third teretz is Rav Chista, that says it depends if the dayan was nasa v'nasa b'yad. If the dayan merely paskin, so then he does reverse it if it's a mistake. If the dayan actually physically carried out the psak, he put the money from the hands of one to the other, that nasav and nasav biyan, in that case, you do not reverse the psak. And Bez Hashem, we'll try to explain each of the three terutzim. There's a machlekes rishenim, rishenim discuss it, some rishenim hold that all three terutzim are not arguing with each other, they're all correct. In other words, a tayis bedvar mishnah is always chayzer, and a tayis b'shikol adas, if he's not nasa v'nasa miyad, it's also chayzer. And if he is nasa v'nasa miyad, then it might depend if he's a mumcha or not. But all three terutzim could agree with each other. Some rishonim hold, the Ramah holds this way, and others, that all these terutzim are arguing on each other. Now Taisus says, and others, that there might be a machlokes between the Div and Amiron, but that's clear that everyone agrees that a Tais b'dvar mishnah is always chayzer. So a Tais b'dvar mishnah is b'chlal not a psak, it's nothing, and there's no way that this psak is kayim. But by a Tais b'shikol adas, then you could discuss it. You could say it's always not chayzer. You could say that it depends if he's a mumcha or not. You could say it depends if he's nasav v'nasav miyad or not. And in the psak halacha gufa, there are very yeshitas in the Rishonim. There are some Rishonim hold that Rav Sheshes teretz is the only teretz we pass in light. And everything depends. A tayis b'dvar mishnah is always chayzer. A tayis b'shikol das is never chayzer. And that's that. The Rif goes with the teretz of Rav Chista. He also says that a tayis b'dvar mishnah is always chayzer. And a tayis b'shikol das, he goes with the teretz of Rav Chista. It's b'chlal not tali if he's a mumcha not. It's all tali if he was nasim v'nasim b'yad. And the Rosh goes with the teretz of Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. That's not tali at all if he's nasav and nasav miyad. It's all tali if he's a mumcha or not, or yesh gadol mena b'chachm v'minyan, like the Gemara explained. And all these shittas are brought in the Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat in Siman Chafei. Again, we have the shita that the maskanas of Gemara is it only depends if it's a tayis b'dvar mishnah or tayis b'shikol adas. We have a shita that a tayis b'dvar mishnah is always chayzer, and tayis b'shikol adas depends if it's nasav and nasav miyad. The shita of the Rif and the Rambam. We have the sheet of the Rosh that doesn't hold of the chilek of Nasim and Nasim Biyad, Lameskana, instead holds of the chilek of Mumcha and Galamen and Bechachmu Viminyan. So let's start the goof of the Gemara. The first teretz was Amr Rav Yosef Loi Kasha Kam B'Mumcha Kam B'She'enei Mumcha. That, and Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns that a mumcha could reverse the psak. If a dying mumcha makes a mistake, and afterwards he says that it was a mistake, and like we said, according to the Rishayim, we're talking specifically about a Tayyis B'Shikal Adas, so he could reverse it. That's our Mishnah. Mashenka in the Mishnah there is talking about an Einei Mumcha. An Einei Mumcha cannot reverse the psak, and Rashi explains the reason. Because the Baal Din could tell him, Miyem the time of Ashadi Dachiker, Dilma Tama Kam Iker, Uvahayu the Teisa. How do I know that your second teretz is the correct one? Maybe your first one's the correct one. Maybe you made a mistake now. A Mumcha, you can't tell him that. A Mumcha would know which one is the correct. If he changes it, obviously the second one's the correct and the first one's a mistake. And ain't a Mumcha, we don't know. Maybe he made a mistake the first time, maybe he made a second time. So therefore, he can't be Chayzer. That's how Rashi learns. So the Gemara asks a kasha of Akhtani, Emayim Mumcha Lebezim Pata Milashalim. How could you say that the Mishnah Mechayris that says that you're not Machzer is because he's an Eina Mumcha? That same Mishnah says Emayim Mumcha Lebezim Pata Milashalim. So that Mishnah sounds like the same Asha Asa Asi applies by an Eina Mumcha in the Resha and by a Mumcha in the Sefer. And the only Chalag is an Eina Mumcha has to pay and a Mumcha does not. So you see clearly that the Mishnah Mechayris applies even to a Mumcha. So that's a steer to the Teretz that Kam Mumcha, Kam Mishayna Mumcha. We're saying a Mumcha could be Chayzer and Ain a Mumcha cannot, but the Mishnah Mechayris in the Sefer is talking about a Mumcha. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Kan Sheish Gadol Mena Bechachum V'Minyan, Kan Sheein Gadol Mena Bechachum V'Minyan. And Rashi explains, if there's somebody greater than him Bechachum V'Minyan, then he could be Chayzer because the Gadol that's greater than Bechachum V'Minyan will be machzer him. We'll say that the first thing is a mistake and the second one is the correct one. And since he's gadol b'chachmu v'minyan, so we rely on him that it was a mistake. Mashen came when there's no one that's gadol b'chachmu v'minyan, so he can't say he made a mistake. Because how do we know that the first is a mistake? Maybe now he's making the mistake. So the problem is like this. The Gemara doesn't say El Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is not seeming to be telling us a new teretz. The Rav Yosef said, Echilti Mumcha and Eina Mumcha, and if Nachman says, it's Bechal not Tali and Mumcha and Eina Mumcha, it's all Tali and Gadol Mena Mechachem and Minyan or not. But L'chaira, that's what Rav Nachman's doing. If Rav Nachman's answering the question that a Mumcha could only be Chayzer by Gadol Mena Mechachem and Minyan, so Kum Deis a Mumcha and Eina Mumcha are the same. If it's Gadol Mena Mechachem and Minyan, it would sound like L'chaira Kolshkeina Eina Mumcha could be Chayzer because the Gadol Mena Bechachum V'Minyan is greater than him, he's not even a Mumcha, so Kol Shkein, the Gadol could be Machzer him. And if he's not Gadol Mena Bechachum V'Minyan, so Rav Nachman's clearly saying that even a Mumcha cannot be Chayzer. Even by a Mumcha we tell him that how do we know that your second thing is correct, maybe your first thing is correct. So Chayzer, Rav Nachman's Hagdara of Kansha Gadol Mena Bechachum V'Minyan, Kansha Ein Gadol Bechachum V'Minyan, the Chayr doesn't work with Rav Yosef. So Chayr, we lost the Teretz of Kamba Mumcha, Kamba Sheina Mumcha. And the Shita Sagamar is not Mashman that way. The Shita Sagamar is not Mashman that Rav Yosef Teretz is Shlagdam and El Amar Rav Nachman, a new Teretz. And what says Amar Rav Nachman Khan sounds like we're still going with Rav Yosef's Teretz. So there are a few Mahalchim in the Rishayim on this. Rav Yosef says, Eina Chinami. It's Taka not totally on Mumcha and not Mumcha. No. Rav Nachman is explaining that Rav Yosef's teretz of kan b'mumcha, kan m'sheina mumcha, doesn't apply to the dayan. That's not the point. The point is the gadol who's gadol mena b'chachum v'minyan. Now, it's kan b'mumcha means kan when I have a mumcha, which is gadol mena b'chachum v'minyan to be machzer, kan m'sheina mumcha, meaning not that he's chayzer, but another rav, another dayan wants to be machzer, but that dayan is not a mumcha, meaning he's not a Gadol Mena Mechachem V'Minyan, so he can't be Machzer him. So Kum Dais, La Alocha Lefidus Nemuki Yosef, it's Taka not Tali if the first Dayan was a Mumcha or not. It's Tali on one thing. Be'etzim, even a Tais B'Shikal Adas is Chayzer. Now, as opposed to a Tais B'Dvar Mishnah, where it's clear there was a mistake, a Tais B'Shikal Adas is not clear. So therefore, the Baal Dover could always say, I don't know that it's a mistake. Who says it's a mistake? I think you probably were right the first time, and now you're making a mistake. So if you have someone who's gadol from the first dayin, so then you don't say that. The gadol says, no, the first one was a mistake. And this is the correct psak, and you have to listen to the gadol b'chach v'minyan. If you don't have a gadol b'chach v'minyan, even when the dayin's a mumcha, he cannot say it's a mistake because he can't prove it. The baldava would say, I don't know, maybe now you're making a mistake. But the Rosh and the Yad Ramah, they say it goes together. They say that the teretz of Rav Yosef and the teretz of Nachman go together. You need two things in order to be chayzer. A, the only one who's chayzer is a mumcha. If you're not a mumcha, it's not chayzer. And B, even a mumcha could only be chayzer if there's a gadol man of a chacham minyan saying that the second one is correct and the first one is incorrect. Even if you're a mumcha, if you don't have a gadol b'chacham minyan, you also can't be chayzer because you made the mistake first, maybe you're making the mistake now. But the shaila is, what's a svar? What's a svar that an enei mumcha can't be chayzer? Bishleima, before we brought in the gadol b'chacham minyan, so we're not talking about with another dayan's involved. There is no other dayan involved, so then I understand. And enei mumcha, him, I don't trust him that he's that he made a mistake the first time. Maybe he's making a mistake now. A mumcha, if he says he made a mistake the first time, I trust him. I say the first one's a mistake, and I go by what he says now. But now they were saying even a mumcha can't say that he made a mistake. Even a mumcha, if he says he made a mistake, we say, I don't know, maybe now you're making a mistake. And the only reason why the mumcha could be chayzer is because he's a gadol men chacham minyan saying that the first one was a mistake. So I was like, koshken ain't a mumcha should be able to be chayzer. So the Rosh and the Yad Ramah say, ain't a chinami. And sorry it should be that way. But we're pretty upset about this ain't a mumcha. And ain't a mumcha, what are you paskening for? Especially if you made a mistake. So we don't want to give the ain't a mumcha the easy way out and just reverse the psak. No. You're paskin, you made a mistake, you got to live by it. Even if we have a gadol man of b'chacham v'minyan that's saying that it's a mistake, we don't allow that. The one you made a mistake to keep the money, and you got to pay from it. Sounds like a tachanis chachamim hazah. It's interesting. Why don't we say that by a Torah b'dvar Mishnah? Vayis is a Torah b'dvar Mishnah is b'chal nishkim sak. Torah b'dvar Mishnah, we don't want to be mekayim the psak altogether. That's nishkim sak. It's nothing. It's zero. Give back the money and zehu. But Torah b'shikol adas really could be a psak. Namaz then is a din. If it's a mistake, you chayzer. But it's a psak. So a mumcha which is potter to pay, and a mumcha which has a right to paskin. So the pshat is, we don't want to be mafsid the baldover. Lamaisa, we found that it's a mistake. The gadol men of chacham minyan confirms it's a mistake. So good, it's chayzer. If you don't have a gadol men of chacham minyan, so mecha teis it's a mistake. But the gadol men of chacham minyan confirms a mistake, we allow him to be chayzer. Mashen kain, a non-mumcha, well, he shouldn't be passing anyway, and if he makes a mistake, he's chayiv. So then, we could say it's a psak. It's only a teis b'shikol adas. So we don't give him the out that he could be chayzer al yidei gadol men of chacham minyan. We say, no, you paskin, and lamaisi, you're not tov b'dvar mishnah. It's not the pshat, the psak is batel legamri. It's just the right to be chayzer. You have no right to be chayzer. You're an eina mumcha. Pay up. Now, there's a shach, a very interesting shach on this topic. It's in Simcha Fein Chayshu Mishpat. It's in Sif Yud Dalet. And Sif Yud Dalet is divided into many oisyus. It's an ois yud. He brings a case of an eina mumcha, which they were kiblu alayim. They were kiblu alayim. And therefore, he's going to be patur from paying. It's a complicated cheshim, but I'll go upon him. The shach was going with this yisayin, that by kiblu alai the patif and paying, and even then, since he's an enei mumcha, even when you have a gadol men of a chach muv minyan, he won't be machzir. That's what the shach taines. And the shach says, but l'chaya, what's the svara for that? Again, the shach is going with the das of the Rosh and the Ramah, not with the Muki Yosef, that dafka by a mumcha, by gadol men of a chach muv minyan, he could be chayzer, al yidei the gadol. But by a non-mumcha, even al yidei gadol men mechach v'minyan, he cannot be chayzer. But the Rosh and the Ramah saying is svar, because since he shouldn't have paskin, so Mela, we don't want him to be chayzer. Other Abba, let the psak be kayim and let him pay for his mistake. But in the case of kiblu alayim, which he's not going to pay anyway, and you don't really have a taina why he paskin, because the kiblu alayim, they wanted him to paskin, and that's why he's putter from paying. So Ibazai Lachir in Sfari should have a din of a mumcha in that case, even though he's not a mumcha. But he should have the same din as a mumcha. He's not going to pay anyway. There's no tainim for paskening. So Melev is a gadol menim chachav minyan, he should be chayzer. But the Shach doesn't pasken that way. The Shach paskens even in that case, since he's an ena mumcha, he's not chayzer a day gadol menim chachav minyan. But what's the Sfari for that? Why should an ena mumcha be worse than a mumcha if anything for kert? So the Shach says that a mumcha could be chayzer, alam dish is svar. A mumcha the pshat is when you have a goleman of a chacham of a minion telling him he's wrong, so the mumcha is dacha mumcha, he understands the gadol. Now he understands that he's wrong. So in his mind, in his avon, in his das, he's being chayzer. That's called a chazar. Mashenka in the case over there by adyaitis, we're talking about three adyaitis, but kiblu olayu, but they're not mumchim. Come to mumcha, and he explains them at the wrong. But they don't understand the mumcha. They can't learn. They don't have a fashtan in the sugya. They're not mumchim. So, male, that's not called a chazar of a chalal. Okay, they trust the gadol. Fine. The gadol told them they made a mistake. They're willing to be chazar. But they don't understand it. They're not in the same league. That's not called a chazar. Male, it's not called a chazar. Male, it doesn't work. Why dafka mumcha could be chayza de gadol men of mechacha minyan and a non-mumcha can't? Because a mumcha ever state the gadol mechacha minyan, he could be chayza. Mashing in the non-mumcha, he doesn't have a saga. The Shach explains, Ibazai, why the Rosh need the tam that we said before? The tam that since he's an ena mumcha, so what's he paskening for? Adar Abba, let the psak be chal so you should have to pay. Shach says a svara for it. The Shach explains, and on the Mayach, it's a little bit of a cheshbon, but the Shach explains why the Rosh needed that svar. But the Shach holds that Be'etzin the Rosh holds of his svar also. So the case of three hedyaitis by kibul olayu, which they don't have to pay, and there's not a taina why they paskin, they still can't be chayzer al yidei gadol b'chach v'minyan. So like the Shach di svar, you can only be chayzer if you understand the chazara. You said first one way, and now the gadol is telling you for keret, and you understand the gadol, and now you think that way. Mashen Kane, the Gimel of Yaitis, they don't understand the God of Menuchach of Minyan. He's above them, Hat Nishkin Shaychis, and the male that can't be Chayzer. That's the Shach. Now there's an Asivus on the Shach. It's here in Simon Chafei, in Sivkat and Ches, he has Ha'aris on all the different Osius of the Shach, that he says, he sees from the Shach of Gavaldig Yisraelim, Emerson, you don't only see it from the Shach, you also see it from Rashi, from the whole Sugya, from this whole Pshat in the Sugya, that you need a gadol b'chachav minyan to be chayzer if the dayan himself, who passing that way, just wants to be chayzer b'shikal adas, we tell him, hecha teisi, you're right this time, maybe you're right the other time. It also teaches you the same yisaydeth in the sivus, but particularly the shach svara, that in order to be chayzer, you have to understand why you're wrong, you need that asaga, teaches you a gvaldig yisayd. And what's the yisayd? Because ben mesitshver, the Gemara says, what's the case of teis v'dvar mishnah? Mar says, you missed the Mefurisha thing. It could be a Mishnah, even a Pchia and a Beishia, even Rav and Shmuel, and even Ravina and Ravashia, Tonan Kati Kani Ba'agma. That's the case of Toys with a Mishnah. We're going to speak about this Bez Hashem. And what's the case of Toys with Shikol Adas? So the Mar says like this. Let's say there was a Machlekes Tutanam and Tumaram. And it was like Itme Hilchas Aloy Kamar Veloy Kamar. And there was no Klor Halacha which way. For Avik Echad Minay. And he passed like one. The Sugi the Shmeitzer ki the Chazli, and the Sugi the Shmeitzer is like the other one. Sugi the Shmeitzer, Rashi says, Rashi is going to Sugi the Alma, and Rashi says it means Roiv had the Yonim Nirlem Divrei Hasheni. Most people pass him like the one he didn't pass him like, although it's not a Klara Itmer Hilchasa. There's another Pshat that the Gemara is Mashman the Psak is that way, because a lot of times Yishenim bring a Raya to a Psak, because they might ask a lot of Kashis. I wanted to man the Yarmim, even though it answered them, but so that's like Sugya the Shmeitzer. Or sometimes the Rishayim say, right, the Paschal like one man the Yarmim, because since the Gemara was so busy with him, the Gemara explained it, and was Miyashivit, and made a Kimtis and that, and so many Amiram discussed this Shita, and I says that's a Psach. But all this is not Itmar Hilchasa, it's not a Klar Psach, it's a Mashmois, right? Or the Pasha Pasha, like Rashi says, Sugi da Alma. It means, Rave da Yon and Paschen that way. Right? We Paschen that way. What do we Paschen that way? Either it's a Klar Psak, Hilchus a Kavase, Zehu, can't argue. Or the Pshat is, no, didn't say Hilchos HaGavase. But you ask around, and most of them seem to be passing like him. So that's Sugi the Shmaitza. So Hayne Shikol Hadas. That's what the Gemara says, that's what's called Shikol Hadas. So Frank the Nesivus, so Ebezoi, what's the Pshat in Rashi? What's the Pshat in this Pshat in the Sugya? That you can't be Chayza without a Gadol Man of a Chacham of a Minyan. Because the Baldov is going to say, how do I know that your second time is correct? Maybe for Keret, maybe you're making a mistake now and your first time is correct. But what do I mean? Just like by Tais B'dvar Mishnah, you can't say that. Because that's it. It's the Mefurish Mishnah. That's it. That's what it says. Everyone knows. So Sigadam also. It's a Mefurish Sigadam. Everyone knows. You ask all the Laimdom, they'll tell you. This is the Sigadam. Why isn't it Efshel of Ruei? The Tais. He made a Tais. He didn't know the Sigadam. Now we find out the Sigadam. What does it mean? That how do I know that you're making a mistake then? Maybe you're making a mistake now. Because the mistake is that you didn't know the Sugya D'Alma. So now I know the Sugya D'Alma. I know that this is what everyone paskins. Purchazi Mayam Adavar. What's the Pshad? How do I know which is the mistake? Zok the Nesivus HaGvaldig Yisait. He said, Das Alain, that you find out a Sugya D'Alma, you can't be Chayza from that alone. You can't be Chayza from that alone. Because you're not Meshubit to the Sugya D'Alma. You paskin the way you paskin for a reason. He said, you knew it's a machlekes. That's the case. You knew it's a machlekes. If look at trait tonight, you knew it's a machlekes and you did like one. Why did you like one? You obviously had a reason. You obviously had a reason why you paskin like one. If you still have that same reason, that will carry your psak against the Sugya D'Alma also. You all like this one, right? If they don't paskin like that way. All right, but you paskin like this. You have your reason why you paskin like this. Or the Sugya the Shmaitz or whatever it is. But it's not Mukhrich. For whatever reason, you decided you're passing like that. You think his Svara is correct. You have a Raya. To you, it's Mukhrich like this man the Amma. You have a right to pass like this man the Amma. Good. So it's Kapaskin. So it must be, Zuck the Nesivus, that the case is that your Raya that you brought, connected to Paskin your way, you decided was not a good Raya. It was a mistake. You decided you brought a raya. You knew about a yishuv, but that yishuv you felt was a daichik. You knew there was a raya for keret, but you thought you had a good yishuv for the raya for keret. Now you're thinking about it again, and the raya that you brought, you decided, no, the yishuv's not such a daichik. It sounds like a good yishuv. And the raya for keret is, yeah, good the raya. That's tov shikol hadas. So that, I don't know when you're making a mistake. Maybe your first way of thinking was correct. I don't know if the second way of thinking is correct. Then you could have a shayla, and also you have the shach svar. And this gadol b'chacham v'minyan is not talking on your level. So you still think you're right. You just know the gadol is bigger than you. You can't land in Basa, so maybe you're willing to battle das. But you don't understand now why you're wrong. He's on a different league. But this is what the Nesivus is saying to your side. V'aistais tais v'shikol das. Cannot be just that you found out the Sugya D'Alma was Kiddach. That can't be the whole thing. Because if that was the whole thing, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. How do I know your second time was right? And by, when you're an Enei Mumcha, the Shach Svar that you don't understand the Chazar, you understand perfectly. The Sugya D'Alma was Kiddach, you didn't know that. That's why you're passing on like this one. You were missing information. Now you found out the new information. You realize you made a mistake. What's the Shaila? Teretz says you can't be chayzer just because you didn't know Sugya D'Alma. Sugya D'Alma is not mechriya. You're chayzer because you made a mistake in Shikol Hadas. And the Sugya D'Alma is not like you. That's called the Tais b'Shikol Hadas. So there you could say that if you don't have the Gadol b'Chacham v'Minyan, mechateis you made a mistake. You think you made a mistake. I think you're making a mistake now. And also, even when you have the Gadol b'Chacham v'Minyan, the Shach says, it's Dafka when the Chacham Minyan is explaining to you, and now you understand him, and now you understand your mistake, then you can be Chayzer. But saying it, if you're not a Mumcha, and you don't understand him, and as far from your Hasaga, you still didn't make a mistake, you might can't be Chayzer. Adkan the Nesivus. So Mikayach this Nesivus, I want to say another Chiddush, another Gevaldige Yisayit, which I think is Richtig. And I think from the Nesivus it's Mukhik that way. The Gemara talks about two mistakes. The Gemara talks about a mistake where you tab it by Mishnah, you're missing information, a clear Mishnah, a Chir, a Beishia. We'll speak about this, Bez Hashem, a little bit later in the Hemshech of the Shir. And the Gemara talks about a case of Tais B'Shikal Adas, where you didn't know the Sig of the Alma. Now, the Nesilvis is telling us that even Tais B'Shikal Adas, you also have to come on to, it also has to be in a case where the Raya that you brought to Paskin the way you Paskin, at this point you don't agree with it anymore. You believe you made a mistake in your Etzim thought process of the Psak. Just that you find out that the Sig of the Alma Kehidach, that's not called the Tais B'Shikal Adas. As I tie in the Nesivis, he says that the Paiskim aren't mashmin that way, but that's what he tie in is. And like we said, it's a little bit hard to learn the Sugya if the site is that just finding out the Sugya Dalma is enough to shtel a veka Tais. It's a little hard to understand why you need the Gadol B'Chachma Minyan to say that. If you find out about the Sugya Dalma, so good, I found out the Sugya Dalma, it's clear. That's the Nesivis' Raya. But I'm asking like this. What if there was no Sugya Dalma Kidach? There's absolutely no Sugya Dalma. It's a machleik, it's two tanam, two amiram, and there's no Sugya Dalma whatsoever. And at first you thought you had a geshmaker ayah like one, and you decided to pass like one, it's klari et kamer ayahs. And then you went through the Sugya again, and you slugged up all your ayahs, and you brought kamer ayahs the other way, and decided, I made a mistake, I passed like one because of the ayahs, but now I came out, the ayahs are not good ayahs, I want to pass like the other one. Is that called the Tais B'Shikal Adas? So, Macha Cheshbon, if you're going to say that every Tais B'Shikal Adas needs that, like the Nesiva says, every Tais B'Shikal Adas needs that you should question the thought process that made the Psak and change the thought process and say that the Raya that I brought, that this one's right, now I forget, now I have a Raya, the other one's right. So why does the Gemara say Sugya da'alma kechad v'azli u'kidach? Why does the Gemara say that for? That alone, the Nesiva says, is not enough. And you're going to tell me, even if you don't have that, but the fact that I thought one was right at one point, and now I'm thinking one was right at the other point, is also called the Tais B'Shikal Adas. So kum Tais, it's irrelevant, the Sugya da'alma. If you decided that your psak was incorrect, so even without the Sugya Dalma, it's called the Tais B'Shikal Adas. And if you didn't decide the Psak was incorrect, you just found out of a Sugya Dalma, the Nesivus is telling me that that alone doesn't make it a Tais B'Shikal Adas. So what's it negay the Sugya Dalma? So Vilag Zagra Mayudiki Yisayit, that vice taste from the Gemara, without the help of a Sugya Dalma, even if you're convinced that you said the wrong Psak, you said a Psak like one and you brought Rayas, and now you're convinced, okay, the Rayas are no good, and now you have Rayas the other way, and you want to pass him like the other one. That's not a Tais B'chol. That's not called a Tais B'Shikal Adas. Even if you have a Golem and a B'chachum minion, it's not a Tais. You don't even have to pay for it. It's not a Tais B'chol. There's nothing that says that your Psak is wrong. You thought that way before. That was your Psak. You and me are Geya. Your Royal Iris. You said a Psak. Zehu. Tomorrow you say Fakert. That's not called a Tais B'chol. If Mitzurif to that is the fact that Rav Dayanim hold not that way, then it's a Tais. And you also hold like the Rav Dayanim now. Before you thought one way, that was Ashkaf Rishayna. And now you think the other way. And Rav Dayanim hold like you, or the Sugya the Alma is like you now. Then that makes the first Psak a Tais. Oh, maybe only when you have Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. Whatever the case may be, or even when you don't have Gadol B'Chachma Minyan, L'mais, it's Nafka Min, it's a Tais, so you have to pay. It might be Yishalma Mesai, if he doesn't have the Pter of Mumcha. Al Kapanim, it's called the Tais. Whatever the Dine Tais is, it's called the Tais B'Shikal Adas, and it's subjected to the Sugya's discussion of Tais B'Shikal Adas. Mashain came, and you don't have the Sugya the Alma Ke'idach. Even if the Pshat was, before you thought it was a good Raya, and you're Paskin that way, and I think Vaken, I think it's a Shvacha Raya, and you have a Raya the other way, and you want to Paskin the other way. That's not called the Tais B'Shikal Adas B'chal. It's not a Tais. The first psak is a good psak, and the second psak is a good psak, and such can't tell you b'chol. As I will lechtainen, I think it's also pretty mukhrich from the fact that we'll speak about it, Be'ez Hashem, very soon, that the Rishayim Zog Avart will see that they discuss if there's Tais B'Shikal Adas anymore. We're going to have a discussion about it. Could be all the lachas already paskin, so male, there is no such thing as a Tais B'Shikal Adas. We're going to say over soon the Rishayim that say that. And the Chayit Zadava Pashit, that there are new shilas that weren't discussed, and the new shilas of Vada, every dayan's going to have to figure it out from his own rayas from the Gemara and the Paiskim. And a valid shaykh for a dayan to think one way one day, and then decide the next day that he made a tais. And nevertheless, they're saying, no, there's no such thing as tais b'shikala das, because we don't have any more this thing of sugi d'alma, and that, all the lachas already gepaskin shayn. That also, that lashaynis from yishaynim and paiskim are also very much mashma to me, that the only way you can have a tais b'shikala das is the way the Gemara said it, that you didn't know about the sugi d'alma. You were missing information. You have new information which you didn't know about it. And like the Nesiva says, you need a betzir of the fact that now you think like the new information, like the sugya di alma. You need both mitzuriv together. But if the whole tais was that originally I had 10 rayas one way and I paskin that way, and now I shlugged up all my rayas and have 10 rayas the other way and I want to paskin the other way, does anishkin tais b'chal? Because if that would also be called a tais, what's this lashon that we have that today we don't have a tais b'shikal adas anymore? L'chayr, it's pashat you have. You don't have the Gemara's case of the tais b'shikal adas. You don't have the case with lo it mehulkas kamar v'sugi the alma, because all the halachas are already gepaskind. But it's pashat that there are new cases that have come up, which you have to medama l'milsa milsa. It's pashat that the new shilas, which you could bring rayas one way to the psak, and then the next morning wake up and say that no, the rayas are no good. Elamai v'irzag, that's not called the tais b'shikal das. That's not called the tais klalachlal. The first one's just as much tair as the second one. Since you were yigeya, you were roi lahayr sepsak, the fact that you hold differently is the same thing as if someone else holds differently. The first one is not b'chlal tais. That's what looks like. I might be wrong. I didn't see it anywhere. But that's what's mashma to me from the sugya. But nagzul and yenenu, let's go back to the sugya, back to the first make a sikkim of what we said, and now back a little bit to the sugya of the tares of Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. So again, we have a stira. Our Mishnah says that when you make a mistake, the din is chayzer. Machzirim bein l'schutz bein l'chayver. The Mishnah Mechayer says, you're not machzer. Mashasa asiv yishalim yibesai. Rav Yosef said, a mumcha could be machzer. Rashi learns, because he could say that the first one's a mistake and the second one is not, then we have to believe him. A non-mumcha, the Baldava could say, I don't know that you're making a mistake then, maybe you're making a mistake now. Rav Nachman said, because he might have shaila, because that Mishnah Bechor is also to my mumcha, my mumcha l'rabim potter. So Rav Nachman said, a gadol men b'chachav minyan can be machzer him, but if there's no gadol b'chachav minyan, even a mumcha can't be chayzer. So we had a problem. So now l'chor, it's not totally b'chalam mumcha and ain't a mumcha. Even a mumcha needs a gadol to be machzer, and presumably even an ain't a mumcha a gadol can be machzer. That's what Muki Yosef Taka holds. And he says, kamba mumcha, kamba shena mumcha means the one who's being machzer him. So according to the Muki Yosef, no matter what, if there's a gadol, he's machzer you. If there's not a gadol, you can't be machzer yourself, because mechatesa, you made a mistake then, maybe you're making a mistake now. We have the das of the Rosh and the Ramah that says you need two things. You need erstins, you need to be a mumcha, and then a gadol to be a machzer. And if you're not a mumcha, so then, even a gadol can't be machzer. And what's the svarah for that? L'chayr, what's the svarah for not a mumcha, a gadol can't be machzer? It sounds very shver. So the Rosh and the Ramah say l'chayr, a practical svarah, a takana, that the pshat is, since he's not a mumcha, what's he doing paskening? So if, okay, we don't want to give him the out to be chayzer by a dry mishnah, what could we do? It's not a psak. By a shikol adas, we say, no, the psak is going to say, even though there's a gadol b'chach v'minyan, and let him pay up. And we have the shach that says, along the shesvarah, that dafka mumcha, he understands the gadol b'chach of a minyan, so mela, now he thinks differently, that's called the chazara. Mashenkin, the ainu mumcha, he has no havana and asaga in the gadol b'chach of a minyan, so he thinks the same, that's not called the chazara. There's got another mahalach that the Yad Ramah says at Fakert, that gadol b'chach of a minyan means like this, the gadol thinks like the first psak, and he wants to be chazer. So if there's a gadol b'chach of a minyan that thinks like the first psak, so then even a mumcha can't be chayzer. Mashen Kain, if there's no gadol b'chach v'minyan, then a mumcha can be chayzer. So come to us like this, an ain't a mumcha can never be chayzer. A mumcha could be chayzer, but if there's a gadol b'chach v'minyan who holds like his first psak, then he can't be chayzer, the opposite. But this is all Lefi Rashi's mahalach, that ain't a mumcha can't be chayzer, and a mumcha could. The Rif holds for Ket. The Rif holds that when the Gemara said a teres kamba mumcha, kamba ena mumcha, a mumcha, that's called a psak. I made a mistake, but it's only b'shikol adas. A mumcha's psak, he can't be chayzer just because you made a mistake b'shikol adas. Mashenkin, ena mumcha, that's not a psak really. If If he's not chayzer, it's a psak. But as long as he's chayzer, since the whole psak was a psak for the nein of mumcha, shvach a psak, the melech could be chayzer. So it's the opposite of Rashi. A mumcha cannot be chayzer, and ein a mumcha could be chayzer. So now what's the Gemara's kasha from the Seifa? The Gemara's kasha have to be gar, it's not a mumcha makzirin, but a mumcha mashalim. In other words, the kasha from the Seifa was, our Mishnah says makzirin is talking about an ein a mumcha. An ein a mumcha is makzirin because an ein a mumcha is ishkim sak. That Mishnah that says mashasa asi, that's a mumcha. A mumcha is a shtarkim sak, even if it's a tais b'shikol adas, but tais b'shikol is not chayzak upon him by a mumcha. That's the Rif's mahalach. So the Gemara's kash is, forget that if the Mishnah is talking about a mumcha, so the Sefer said that a mumcha is patal shalim. And the Mishnah says, Masha asa asui, and he's shalmi basically is chayiv l'shalim. So, memanav shach, if he's not a mumcha, it's not Masha asa asui. If he is a mumcha, so why is he shalmi basically? It says, am I a mumcha l'rabim patar? According to the Rif, that's the kasha. Rif is the opposite of Rashi. Rashi learns that Ab Mishnah is talking about a mumcha could be chayzer. That Mishnah, Kapanim, the Reish is talking about an Eine mumcha. And an Eine mumcha can't be chayzer. Either Sefer says a mumcha could be chayzer. He's just potter. I mean, he also can't be chayzer. So Rashi says, even a mumcha needs a golem and mechachamin to be chayzer. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rif is fakert. Our Mishnah that says it could be chayzer is talking about an Eine mumcha. That Mishnah is talking about a mumcha. And a mumcha can't be chayzer. So the question is, but the Mishnah in the Sefer says a mumcha is potter. So what's pshat in the Reish? If the Reish is also a mumcha, why is he chayyeh? So that the Gemara says, in order to be potter, you need, it should be ein galo b'chachav minyan. By ein galo b'chachav minyan, then a mumcha is potter. Mashenkin, if it's yesh galo b'chachav minyan, then a mumcha is chayyeh. So according to the Rif, it comes out a tremendous chiddush. According to Rashi's pshat, and the Rosh, and the Raman, all these Rishonim, the Pturim Mumcha has nothing to do with the fact that it's Ein Gadol B'chach, even if it's Yesh Gadol B'chach V'minyan, it's a Pturim Mumcha. The Pturim Mumcha is across the board. The Din Chazar is telling Gadol B'chach V'minyan. But the Pturim Mumcha, the Ptur, it doesn't matter if it's Gadol B'chach V'minyan or not. Even if there is a Gadol B'chach V'minyan, it's still a Pturim Mumcha. But the Rif who holds that a Mumcha is not Chayzer, and Ein a Mumcha is Chayzer. So what's the Pshat V'shalmi basically? Obviously we're talking about a Mumcha, because an Ein a Mumcha is always Chayzer. The Teretz is, the Pturim Mumcha is dafka when there's no Gadol B'chach V'minyan. When there is a Gadol B'chach V'minyan, there's no Pturim Mumcha. So that's a tremendous Kiddush. Rishonim argue very stark. Rishonim say, no, the Pturim Mumcha is all the time. They bring a Raya. It says by Rabbi Tarfin that the Tarfin was a Mumcha. Rabbi Kiva told him, Pater atash kol Mumcha l'rabim Pater milashalim. And Rabbi Tarfin, Veshmanach Rabbi Kiva was greater than Rabbi Tarfin. This is a halachika, that halachika Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Tarfin. So Rabbi Kiva writes, this is greater than Rabbi Tarfin. And still, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Tarfin, you're a mumcha, you're potter. Vaisis a mumcha is potter, even when there's someone greater. We have Rabbi Kiva who's greater. And still, Rabbi Tarfin was potter. So the Shach says, the Teretz, that maybe the Gemara was going like the man, the Yomah, the Fakert, that Rabbi Tarfin was considered Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Kiva, he was greater. The Nesiva says, the Teretz, because the Gadol B'chach HaMinyan has to be there in that town. Rabbi Tarfin, when he passed in on the Parah, Rabbi Kiva wasn't in that town. So he was the greatest in that town. So Mela, that's why he's potter. They came to Rabbi Kiva. It says, "Ba Meislof Nechacham Miyavna V'Tiruah." But the Chacham Miyavna weren't in his town, and immediately was the Gadol B'Chacham in his town. Ba'al Kapanim, it comes out in Rif this Chiddush that the Mumcha B'Ram, the Ptur of Mumcha B'Ram, is dafka when there's no one greater B'Chacham Minyan. If there's someone greater B'Chacham Minyan, you don't have that Ptur, and the Rishonim argue on it. And now let's see the Teretz of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Kan shetah b'dvar Mishnah, kan shetah b'shikal adas. Tomer Rav Sheshes and Rav Asi, tah b'dvar Mishnah chayzer, tah b'shikal adas einei chayzer. And like we mentioned in the beginning of the shir, some Rishayim learn Rav Sheshes holds that's the only chilik in the male. They don't paskin like Rav Chisda or like Rav Nachman, because that's what it says in Kama Gemaris is chilik, and every tah b'shikal adas is einei chayzer. But the Rishayim, the Rif says that it goes together with Rav Chisda of Nasa and Nasa Miyad, and the Rush. Also goes together with Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman, the Gabi, the Din of Mumcha, and Gadol Mimenu. But what is this chiluk between Tarbet V'Mishnah and Tarbet Shikala? Das, Tarbet V'Mishnah is a pshat that since he made a mistake, he didn't know the halacha, he didn't know the correct information. It's bechlal not a psak. There's no way that this psak could be kayim, period. Hashengi in Tarbet Shikala Das. We have no haychacha brura that the psak is incorrect, there's a mela, eshenge paskin. It could be kayim, it could be kayim. Could be in Gansen, could be under certain tanom, but the psak could be kayim. The Gemara goes, Vaita. Amalei avinu avashe afilo tab reb chiv reb aisha, amalei in. Afilo b'drav ishmuel, amalei in. Afilo b'didiv v'didach, amalei ato anan katli kane ba'agman, anan. Slav dafka mishna, it's a braisa, reb chiv reb aisha. It's meimra of the Amaram kadmainim, rav and shmuel. And zok, it's even the meimra of Amaram basroi, avinu nevashi, lav katli kane ba'agman. Hechi da mishikol adas, amar apapa gan trey tanoi, a trey amaroi de pliga adoni, v'hit me ilchasa loy kamar v'loy kamar. V'ekri vavik echad minayim, v'sugi de shmai tzal, zaki ido chay nishikol adas. So we spoke about this already. We said over the nesivis that you also need that he had a reason why he did kechad minayim, and now he holds not like that reason, but stam knowing that the sugi de alma is not like him, that's not enough to be called a Tayyus Bechlau. And he brought a Rayin from the previous Sugya, because otherwise, if Sugya Dalm alone is enough, so what does it mean that he's not believed to say that now is the Tayyus, because maybe that before was the Tayyus, maybe now is the Tayyus. The Chuli, we already Mayrach about that, and already Mayrach about my Nakuda, that Vice Tayyus, Stam being Chayzah from Yipsak, because you don't think your Rayis were good, and now you have Rayis the other way, Vice Tayyus is not enough. Because why did Gemara have to say Sugi D'Alma? What's in the Gei Sugi D'Alma? Now the Shaila is, why is a Tayyus B'Ravina V'Ravashi called the Tayyus B'Dvar Mishnah? Why couldn't the other Chacham in the times of Ravina V'Ravashi Ogren Ravina V'Ravashi? And even Rav and Shmuel, although you find that Meron B'Derech Klal didn't argue on the Tanaim, but that Meroi Basroi did argue on the Meroi Kadmoi, you do find that. So what's the pshat that that's a Tayyus B'Dvar Mishnah? So the Rosh explains that it's only when the Dayan, once he heard about the psak of Reb Chiya Baishya, or Rav and Shmuel, or Avinu and Avashi, he's mevatel das to them. He didn't know about the psak, and once he heard about it, he's mevatel das to them. That's called the Toya B'Dvar Mishnah. But if he wants to argue, and he holds he has good rights to argue, he could argue. And then it's not called the Toya Mishnah Adrab, it's not called the Toya B'Chlal. I'm going to say over the whole Rush. The Rush brings the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar says, Shemati, that he heard a psak from Adam Gadol, that ha'id neleslon toya b'shikol adas. There is no such thing as toya b'shikol adas anymore. And he says, why? Because all halachas are kapaskin, either from the shas, or if it's not kapaskin the shas, or from the gainim after the shas, the gainim, the riff, whatever it is, we have everything paskin already. See, I don't have a case of toya b'shikol adas, call it toya b'dvar mishneim toya. And the Baal Amar says, no. Baal Amar says, I don't agree with that. Now, I'm not sure which Chacham he means, but we find Mamish exactly like the words of this Chacham in the words of the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam in Perek Revi and Becheiris on the Mishnah of Donis Adin. The Rambam, Pirish Mishnayis, says like this, there's two ways that Dayan can make a Tayyus. Echa b'mekubel, ha-kasuv, kan she'ishka chaysa alacha, ha-shloyada oysa, al-zena metob dvar mishnah, Tayyus Mekubu, which is written, and he forgot that Halacha didn't know it. That's called the Torah Mishnah. Vasheni Shiyita Be'inyan Hakeshi. Again, Shiyadavar Efshe Kamosh Omer, Elishamaisa Behepach, Zenik Vitar Beshikal Adas. Hakeshi means about logic. He made a mistake in logic. It's possible to say that way. But Lamaisa Yol's not that way. That's called the Tayyus Beshikal Adas. Chalze Yakaidim Chibur HaGemara, Aval Akshubizman Nibzanenu Ze'yev Shalias Kain Elamatmi Ze'er. Before the Gemara, the Shaykh to be called the Tav B'Shikol Adas. But now, it's only very, very little. Why? Because if you paskin, if you find in the Gemara Fakarit, he says, Avad is a Toyeb the Mishnah. And if you don't find the Gemara Fakarit, V'yakesh Kuroi Kifi Akashis Adas, it is possible that he could say his Svar, Afa B'Shad Din Yaitse Behebach, Ein Oimim Olav Sheta, that's Bechlon Anatois, Neshe Keshef Shari. It's possible that he's right. That's not even called a Toyeb, like the Rambam. And a Toyev Mishikol Adas is Masha Asa Asa Vishalmi Beisai. And that stems with what the Baal Amar says. There's no such thing as a Toyev Mishikol Adas after the Chibur Gemara. If the Gemara says Fakert, the Baal Amar adds, well, if the Ga'inim say Fakert, that's called the Toyev Mishnah. And if not, the Rambam is saying it's not a Toyev Klal Uchlal. That also L'chayre is saying the way I said before, that thus alone that you think you made a mistake, and you hold not like what you said there, that's not called a tayis b'chlal. It's a l'chayish tate mefurish in the Rambam and Pesach Mishnayis and b'chayish, sayin sham. Al-Gabban and the Balamar argues, the Balamar says, that kol mi she'ein te'usim esper'erisim in a mishnah in a shas mefurish b'li safik, laftei b'mishnu el b'shik el adas. If it's a mefurish a Gemara or Mishnayis that says, now, like you have had is a tayib mishnah, but if there's nothing mefurish in the Gemara, that's not called a tayib mishnah, that's called a tayib b'shik el adas. So the Rosh also brings the Ravid. The Ravid writes on the Baal Amar that Emes Amar Chacham Shem Tov Pisig Einim Shlei Shama Dvarim VeIlu Shama Hayechayzabai BeEmes Uabir Zet Toyv VeMishnah. If someone didn't know the words of the Gainim that passed in a certain way, and had he known them, he would have been Chayzer. That's a Toyv Dvar Mishnah. The Karav Ani Loyim Eshafilim Hayechaylek Al Psak Gain Mitam Shenir Loy Lefi Daitai Shaloyke Das Gain Veloyke Pirusha Gam Zet Toyv Dvar Mishnah. You can't argue in the Gainim unless it's obvious they're wrong, and it's not Benimsa that's obvious they're wrong. That's also called the Toyb Mishnah. So again, the Baal Amar says he's heard a gadol that said that there's no Toyb Shikul Adas because everything is Gepaskin in the Gemara of the Gainim. And the Baal Amar himself says, no, if it's not Gepaskin the Gemara, that's not called the Tayyis Mishnah, that's called the Tayyis B'Shikul Adas. And the Ravid says, no, you can't argue on the Gainim unless it's a Kushim of Fersemis and it's not Benimsa. So the Rosh says, and Ni'aymer, it depends. If he didn't know the Gainim's Psak, and had he known he would have Paskin like the Gainim, Avad, that it is a Tayyib of the Mishnah. And he says, and not only the Gainim, even the Mishainim, and even the Achrainim. Let's say he didn't agree with them, and he has rais, and the rais of a kabbalim anshe dairi, then yiftach b'dairi k'shmul b'dairi. Even though we're not as great as the ga'inim, ein lachel adayin should be a mecha, and he could argue on them, because anything which is not klar in the shash is sidur of ashiv ravina, you could argue. Even to be chaylak al divrei ga'inim, and that's what it means. I feel be the divrei dach. And he said, "Atu anan kal dekani ba'agma." Meaning, if we mechadish something, Ravina or Ravashi, which is not in the mission of the Gemara, and they didn't know what we said, and they passed it differently, and we heard what they said, they were mevatel. That's toyev by mishnah. But if the dayan, in the times of Ravina or Ravashi, they could argue. Even achreinim amiram could argue on the amiram rishainim. And he says, even amol the amiram could argue on the tanam, even though avada tanam were greater, but amol they could argue. Does look the Rosh and he's marrying a little bit more about Klalei HaPsak. In Chayshim Ishban, the Pesukei Tshuva brings the Tshuva Schavis Yor. He says that any din which is in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, someone passes not the way, it's a Toyib Dvar Mishnah. And if the Shulchan Aruch passes one way and the Ramah is Machriyat Fakert, he says, Anu Bnei Ashkenaz, we have to pass like the Ramah, and if you pass not like the Ramah, you're Toyib Dvar Mishnah. But if the Ramah brings 2 days and he's not Machriyat, then you got to look at the Sma and the Shach, he says. If they're Machriya, that's also called the Tayyib Mishnah. And if the Sma holds one way and the Shach holds the other way, the Halacha is like the Shach, Halacha Gebesroi. And if you're passing out like the Shach, the Chavisroi and Emzon, you also call the Tayyib Mishnah, even if you're passing like the Sma. He says, the other Gedalim didn't hold the way, but he holds that way. Unless the Achrainim say that the Shach is wrong and the Sma is right. And the Chavis Yair says the same thing, which the Rishonim say, that Memele, you don't really have a Tayyis B'Shikul Adas anymore. He doesn't see how you can have it. Because everything, all the halacha is on the first. But Imamish don't understand, not the Chavis Yair, not even the Rishonim, that say you don't have a Tayyis B'Shikul Adas anymore. I understand the Shiloh, could you argue on the Gainim? Can't you argue on the Gainim? I can understand. The Ravid saying they're not allowed to argue on the Gainim. You have to battle dance to them. I understand the Rosh saying, no, Avada, you could argue on the Gainim. I understand this Machlokes in Derech Halimin and Klal Yeroh and Derech Hapsak. But what I really don't understand is, what are the Rishainim and the Chavis Yor and the Achrainim are saying that we don't have Shikul Adas? Why don't we have the same Shail of Shikul Adas like the Gemara? The fact is, with everything, even after the Shas and even after the Gainim, there are things that aren't Mukhra. There are things that there's no clear hachra on it. There are machlaikim sarah machra. Even let's say after the Pisgah Gainim. If you have a machlaikis, looking from the Baal Amar's perspective, or the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam's perspective, Amol, you have the Bahag, and the Rav Haigayin, and the Bala Itta hold one way, and the Rif, and the Ritz Geis, and the Rav Sanyagayin, they hold the other way. So you don't have a Klai Achra. So what's the Rishayim going to do? They're going to try to Paskin. So someone Paskins like one. And then he finds out that Rav of the Dayanim in his Dar Paskin the other way. Just like the Gemara, Sigadal Makidach. And since the Rav Paskin the other way, he also decides that he wants to Paskin the other way. That's Mamashikal Adas. And the same thing the Chavis Yair says, he doesn't understand where is the Machlekes for Shikal Adas. It's all Gepaskin. I'm not sure what he means. Well, you have a lot of times you have Machlekes in. Even from his perspective, there was no Klai Achra. The 2 days are brought down in Beis Yosef, and all the Paiskim don't bring it. The Machlekes Yishayim, which is brought in the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring either Tzad, or the Shulchan Aruch brings both, and the Achreina Machriya. And the same thing, if either you could Paskin like either one, it's not necessarily a Tais, but there could be a Sugya Da'alma, you could find out that Rav the Yonim Paskin like one and not like the other. Because I don't really know what they mean, that there's no Tais B'Shikal Adas. Malachai, the Rosh is saying, Pshat in the Sugya, that Tais B'Mishnah means that for you, this Psak, even if it's a Psak, he says, from Mishayinim, Achreinim, just like in times of Ravina and Ravashi, which they could argue, but if that's a Psak for you, that you wouldn't argue on it, you just didn't know about it, that's a Tais Medvay Mishnah even today. But if you want to argue, you want to argue in a Psak, even if the person is greater, Friedika, and that, then you have Rais, which are Makubal Anshe Dere, Yiftach Bedere, Kishmul Bedere, and you could argue, and that wouldn't be called a Tais. And Lechera, what I don't understand is Shikal Adas means that the Allah is not completely Mukhra, but Rav Dayanim Paskin one way, and originally you thought Fakert, and you found out the Rav Paskin that way, and now you also think like the Rav. And that's a Tais B'Shikal Adas. What changed from now to the times of the Gemara? I'm not sure what the Pshat is. And now let's go Vaita. The Gemara says, Eis Revim Nunnular Rav Sheshes Maisa B'Para Shanit La'im Shla V'Chiler Rav Tarfon L'Klavim Uba Maisa V'Chacham B'Yavna V'Tirua. Rav Tarfon said it's Treifa because it didn't have the aim, but the Chacham and Yavna said it's Mutter. Shama Tudis Arayfe and Parav V'Chazi Yotzim Alzandish Shemitshayim Ken Chaychen Aim Shla Kadesh Lay Teleid. So Amar Rav Tarfon, Halcha Chamarcha Tarfon, that's the end of your Chamarcha because you're going to have to pay back for passing wrong, for passing as Treifa, when really it wasn't. Amar Rav Kiva Pater Atish Kol Mum Chalarabim Pater Milashali. You have a Ptur of Mum Chalarabim, that's a Ptur of Mum Chalarabim. V'misa Leim Lay Toib V'Mishnata, V'Toib V'Mishna Chayzer. So why would he have to pay? Why wouldn't you just say that it's Chayzer? So Yomar says, Enechanami, Chadav Ha'id Kamat. Really, you're part of it for 2 reasons. You're part of it because Tav V'Mishna Chayzer. You're also part of it because you're Mum Chalarabim and Mum Chalarabim is part of it. The Yomar asks Akasha, what was the question from Par that it should be Chayzer? He said, Chil L'Klavim, it says. The Klav made it, how could it be Chayzer? So the Yomar explains Akasha like this. If you say Tav V'Mishna is Enei Chayzer, so it's Kam Dina, because Tav Mishnah, that's it. This Psak is a Psak, even by Tav Mishnah. So that's where Tarfon was worried. Because then he's going to be Chayiv, because he passed wrong. So he told him, no, Mumchel Abezdin is Pater. But if Tav Mishnah is Chayzer, Lei Malei, Kivan Dila Avoy Para, Dina Chlav Dina, Vole Klum Avadata, Hashanami Lav Klum Avadata. So the Gemara is Mavura like this. If a Dayan makes a Psak, and the Psak can't be Chayzer, he paskins the behemoth's trefa, and that's it. It's kam dina. He can't be chayzer from the psak. So then he's chayef in the mazik, unless he's a mumchel rabbim. Mumchel rabbim has a ptur. Mazel du gavigorim, like Rashi says, but otherwise he's chayef for the hezek. But if he says a psak, which is betz mishkim psak, so tais mitvay mishnah, he says a psak, which is not a good psak, and the psak he could be chayzer from. So kumdeis, he didn't do anything. Aye, because of his psak, the guy didn't eat the parah, and he fed it to the klavim. And he was Goyim Mehesek. He's not Mechuyif for that. Vayis says that's only a Groma. It's a Groma Baalmi. He's not Mechuyif. So there's a Gvaldim Machlaikis Rishayna Malach Lameisa, and it's Negei also the next Gemara for Rav Chis. It's Negei this Machlaikis. Is this true Ladin Dun that we passing like Rav Meir, which is Dun Ladina de Garmi? Because the Gemara Becheris is Mashma that Lefir Rabbi Meir, that's Dun Dina de Garmi, you'd be Chayiv in all cases. Taisis. And the Rosh hold that this Gemara is going, else not like Rav Meir, else like the Rabbanon that don't hold the Garmi. But we passen like Rav Meir. We passen like Rav Meir, which is done Dina de Garmi. So even by Toyib Dvar Mishnah, but Yechayiv else Garmi. You have in the Gemara cases of Maradina L'Shulchani. someone shows a dinar, and he asks him if it's a good dinar, if it's yaitzah baitzah, and he says yes, and he came out he was wrong, so the shulchan is mechuyev to pay him back, if you hold of garmi. Because even garmi is a pshat, even if you're not mazik biyadayim, but in certain cases, grom is also chayim. It's a whole big sugya, when you say garmi, why not? It's a grace of sugya, it's above a kama in the ninth parak. But this comes out of machlekes rishayim. Because the Ari Shainim that hold that this whole sugya that says that dafka when you can't be chayzi yichayiv, but if you could be chayzi yipater, is also if you don't hold of garmi. If you hold of garmi, yichayiv b'cholinyin. So halacha l'maisa, for dayim paskins and his tayy b'dvar mishnah, unless he has a p'tur of mumcha, if he's tayy b'dvar mishnah, even though it's chayzi, but if now he can't be chayzi anymore, he already was machal l'klavim mukadayma, or in a case by mamonis, where you can't get it back from the nitva because the nitva is not around anymore, there's no way to get it back, he'd be mechuyev to pay me beisai. Be mechuyev al stina de garmi. Hazei al tesis and the Rosh and the Haigain. But the Rif and the Rambam and other Rishainim, they all know. They hold that it's not called garmi. Garmi has to be bari azeka. It's not bari azeka, the Ramban says. It's not called garmi. The Ramban is mash mefakert. The whole reason why you chayev in the case where it's not chayzer is only because of dina de garmi. Because that's bari azeka. You went and you said a psak, and you can't be chayzer from the psak. You made a treif, you made a tameh, you made him chayiv mamon, a potter from mamon. That's garmi. You can't be chayzer. Now, shaking if you hold like the rabbana, it's lo yidon din of the garmi. So, right, it's not a hezek biyadayim. And you'd only be mechayiv l'shalmi beis, if you're nasa v'nasa biyad. So, that's what the rabbana is fakir. This whole gemara could only be mechayiv masini de garmi. But for garmi, you need bari yezeka. You need that it should be a hezek bar. So if you can't be chayzer, it's a hezek bar. If you could be chayzer, so it's not a hezek bar. You said it's treif. It could be you'll find out that it's kosher before you got a chance to be machal l'klavim. It's not a hezek bar. Who says it'll be machal l'klavim? So memela, there's no garmi. But the Rosh holds faket, and this is what Taisus holds, that if you hold dina de garmi yechayv, even if he's a tab dvar mishnah, even if you hold that you can be chayzer, that's cool. That's what garmi is. If you say that it's treif and because the rabbi doesn't use it, that's called the hezek of garmi. So according to the Rosh, you have to say a tremendous chiddush that if it's kam dina, if it's only a tais b'shikol adas b'oifin that the din can't be chayzer. So even if you don't hold of garmi, you'll be chayiv. And he says it's like mefagel. When the kohen's mefagel in the korban, you chayiv if you hold hezek shein and nikash shmei hezek. Even if you're not done a din of the garmi, because that's mamish a mazik. Even though it's done b'dibur, but that's mamish a mazik. So the Rosh says if when you paskin that shafts the din, that's a hezek b'dibur. That's a hezek mamish b'dibur. That's not a garmi. That's a hezek. You made a treif. You made him chayiv. You made him lose the money. So when the Gemara says that the reason why a tarfin, if he'd be a tayyib dvar mishnah, would be potter, is also if you don't hold the garmi. If you hold the garmi, you chayiv no matter what. Garmi. If you don't hold the garmi, so then if it's kam dina, so that's mamish a mazik bi yadaya mamish. But if you hold the dina, so then it's not a mazik bi yadaya mamish. So mainly a potter, even though he was machal l'klavim, but that's a grama. That's the machlaikis, the Rosh and the Ramban, which is an earlier machlaikis also. See, the Emma says, the Rosh says an interesting thing. The Rosh says, according to the Rabbanan, you're only chayiv, you're only considered a mazik if you zika as a chayiv. That's a mazik. Someone is really chayiv. You made a mistake and you patted him. So you will mazik the moment right away. Because now he's right away mukzik with mamayne. So if it's had the dina sends garmi. If it's kam dina and there's nothing you can do anymore, that's a mazik be a dayim mamish. Mashenkin by a chiv as a zakai, the Rosh holds, then that's not mazik be a dayim. That could be garmi, but that's not mazik be a dayim. Because you didn't give him the money yet. See, that means the machlaikis, the tur holds in the dasa Rosh, that by a tov b'shikal adas, there's no difference between chiv as a zakai, zik as a chayiv, but both of them you can't be chayzer. The shach, it's in Simon. It's in Simon Chafes, of Kan Chaftes. The Shach argues. The Shach says that it says a tov b'shikal adas is not chayzer is dafka if the din was already in Niskayim. Dafka if he paid him the money already, or you patted him, so he doesn't have to pay him the money. But Kozman, he didn't pay him yet. Even a tais b'shikal adas could be chayzer. He's not getting mechuyif to pay if the dayan himself says that it's a tais. So according to the Shach, it's very good the chiluk the Rosh is saying that b'zikas achayiv, he's already potter. There's nothing you could do. You can't be chayzer anymore. That's a mazik mamish. Mashenge mechuyif v'sezakai hayayis, until he pays it, you could still be chayzer the din. So you weren't mazik yet. So if you're old of gami avadi achayiv, but if you're old of gami, you're going to be potter according to the rabbanan, unless he was nasav and asim biyad. But according to the tour, in both cases, it's really inevitable. Zikas achayev, from the time he says the dibur, that's it, he can't be chayzer. And even chiyev asazakai, the tour holds, from the time he says the dibur, he can't be chayzer. So why, according to the Rosh, is zikas achayev called a mazik biyadayim, and chiyev asazakai not, is not 100% clear. You have to say, because even though he can't be chayzer, but still, nothing changed yet. Until you pay the money, even though you're mechuyev to pay the money, and there's nothing you can do about it, but lemaisa, I can't call him a mazik because you still have the money. Tzarechim mechal now, I can't be mayrich though. Just one more nekuda in the sugya though, Rav Chista. We didn't really get to Rav Chista's teretz yet, but it's a little bit telling totally what we just spoke about. Rav Chista says like this. Rav Chista is going on the ikka shayla. When do you say that dine mamonis is chayzer, and when do you say dine mamonis is not chayzer? So Rav Chista made a chilik. Kansha not of an asim biyad, kansha loy not of an asim biyad. When the dayan actually went and took the money from the baldavi he held was chayev and gave it to the other one, or by the case of zikas achayev, he actually took away the mashkin, he was nasav an asim biyad, or by timei satara tir satam, he actually touched the sheris to it, there was ma'ariv with payers, he went and did a maisa for the psak, in that case, he can't be chayzer. Mashen came by loy nosam v'nosam b'yan, then he could be chayzer. And like we said, most Rishonim understand if chis is dafka by tov b'shikol adas, by tov the mishnah, you always can be chayzer, by tov b'shikol adas, normally you cannot be chayzer, by nosam v'nosam b'yan, then you can't be chayzer meinich, by loy nosam v'nosam b'yan, then you could be chayzer. So what's the chilik between nosam v'nosam b'yan and loy nosam v'nosam b'yan? Why one you could be chayzer and one you can't? So there, there's a machlekes Yishayim. The Rif holds, and this is how the Rif paskens halacha l'maisa also, the Rif holds, the vart is like this. Really, Tav B'Shikol Das mean is not chayzer, but any time the dayan is going to be potter, so Mela, the baldin that he made the mistake on, is going to lose out. So because of that, Chazal Masakin, it should be chayzer, so the baldin shouldn't lose out. So if the dayan is going to be chayiv, so anyway, he's not going to lose out. The dayan will pay. But if the dayan will be potter, Chazal said the din should be chayzer. So the Rif is l'shitasa, the fact that the Rif is passing this way. The Rif holds that even if you don dina de gami, but if the din is chayzer, the dayan is potter. Even if now you can't be chayzer anymore, because that's not the dayan's fault. So the only time the dayan will be chayiv is if he's nasav v'nasim biyad. So mele by nasav v'nasim biyad, then you say mashah sa'asi. Why? Because the dayan's going to be chayiv. If the dayan's chayiv, so mamele, you don't have to make it chayzer, because it's not going to be any hefset for the baldin, because the dayan will have to pay him back. Mashenkin, if it's loy nasam v'nasam biyad. So you can't be mechayiv the dayan, because he owes his not called garmin. So since the dayan's not chayiv, mamele Chazal made that the din should be chayzer in order to benefit The baldava shouldn't be mafsid. That's a sheet of serif. And the Rif holds lemaisa that kumtai says, hey, since the Gemara says that a mumcha is patr lemaisa in all cases, so the Rif holds enechinami. So since the dayan is patr, so the din will be chayzer by a mumcha lebezin in all cases. The only time that you say the din is not chayzer is by a case where the dayan will be chayiv, where he's nasav and nasav biyad, with the dayan be chayiv, so then Chazal didn't have to make the din should be chayzer because the baldav is not going to lose that anyway because the dayan will pay him back. That's a sheet of serif, and the Rambam also holds this way. And the paskin, like we said, halacha l'maisa like Rav Chista. But the Rosh obviously can't hold this way because the Rosh holds that the dayan always will be chayiv because he holds that you done din and degami. You don't need nasav and nasav biyad to mechayiv the dayan. So the Rosh doesn't explain exactly what the svar of the chil tinasav v'nasav biyad or not is. L'maisi, he doesn't paskin like Rav Chista. But the Ramban, even though he goes with the Rif, he explains the svar, Lui de Mistafina, he says, without the divrei Rif, he would have said that the chil tinasav v'nasav biyad is not a vart of being chayiv. That's not the vart. Not the pshat that whenever the dayan is going to be potter, Chazal made it be chayzer, and whenever the dayan is chayiv, that's what Chazal made it come dina. That's not the vart. The chilek is in the takeif of the psak. If he passed him with such a tkifah that he was nasiv and nasim beyond, that makes a stark din, that makes the alimus that you can't be chayzer. It makes a stark eid in the psak that you can't be chayzer. So even if he'd be potter for a different reason, but the fact that he's nasim and nasim beyond, he won't be able to be chayzer because that's an alimus, it's a stark eid in the psak. Mashenkin loy nasim and nasim beyond, he just said it. If he just said it, you could be chayzer. I guess it's a gedder like, you say osi dib mavatal diber, but loy osi dib mavatal maisa. The psak was done on yidei and nasim and nasim beyond, it's a stark psak. Again, if it's a type of a mishnah, it's not nishkim psak. You can't be chayzer connected as a nasim and nasim beyond, as a maisa. Mashenkin, if all you did was said the psak, you could say that, now you chayzer, now you change the psak, so you could do it. The Rosh would have to go with this svar l'chayr or something similar, because the Rosh holds that the dayan is always chayiv. And still Rav Chis is being mechalti nasim and nasim beyad and loy nasim and nasim beyad. But like we said, the Rosh doesn't pass like Rav Chis altogether. The Rosh passes out the Rabbah, like if Nachman Rav Yosef had the chilek if he sees a mumcha, or if his god of chacham and minyan, that's the chilek in chazara. The Rif paskins dafka like Rav Chis, and not like of Nachman of Yosef. But the chilek is that nasim and nasim beyad, since he's chayef to pay, so the male they made it, it shouldn't be chayzer. Mashenkin loy nasim and nasim beyad, he'd be potter to pay, so they made it, he should be chayzer. And there's another sheet to Sushainim that doesn't paskin not like of Nachman or like of Chis, that paskins dafka like of Sheshis, then any tayis b'shikal adas is not chayzer. That's the Rashi Prakim of the Sigya. God break the Sigya in the Rishayim and Achrenim, but that's the Rashi Prakim. Those are the three Terutzim of the Gemara and the Shitas and Hasbeyim of the Gedolei Rishayim and the Ikka Sigya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.